Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chains nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's freaking gorgeous down here. It's also Fukushima irradiated, which is good for the economy because now everybody has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. Joining me today in lieu of my other guest is Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com, which is, if I remember correctly, finally back up online. Suzanne, welcome to the program.
Hello, everyone. Yes, it is. It's changed slightly. www.OccupyCorporatism.com. And we have a new theme and everything's brand new. And I put up some new articles that I had written while we were down. And, yeah, I'm excited.
Well, as you should be. And there's a whole bunch of other extra stuff in the whole programming side of things. I don't know. Like, I don't understand exactly what's going to go on. But apparently you're going to go up a heck of a lot more in hits and what have you.
Yes, yes. Yes, I'm excited. And I've got a couple of good friends that are wonderful people. They helped me put the site back up, and they're beta testing a new server program that would be able to handle the traffic that I get to my site, so I get free hosting actually till the end of the year.
Just like in the Alien movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, well, if you feel like a bit of a laugh, me and my mate, we're doing a film competition. Like, I think Infowars.com is doing a film competition, and the winner gets $100,000. So we've done the script, and we're going to be shooting the film this weekend. And if you're listening and you're in Auckland and you want to be part of the film or want to help out or have got equipment, helmets, guns, or something of that nature around, we'd really appreciate the help here, and you can contact me through the contact page at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, or the email address is gorillamrnews@gmail.com. So basically it's just a short film set in the future, and a whole bunch of nasty kind of gun wielding food police bust in and harass a couple of people. It's quite funny, actually. It's all done in a Monty Python-esque sort of slant. So I'll just play that for you now. It's about 8 minutes long, ladies and gentlemen.
A Life Half-Lived, a film by Mikhail Pierce and Vinnie Eastwood. Sometime in the near future, a squad of commandos has been dispatched to a small community outside the city walls. Meanwhile, in a small family home, a mother sits reading her newspaper when she hears a knock at her door.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, sweetheart, I haven't seen you for so long. Are you okay? What happened?
Oh, I failed to indicate making a right turn, just the standard pullover and work over. I'm sweet as, though. Doctors are kind of overly paranoid about this sort of head trauma stuff.
Oh, dear. Come inside. I'll make you a coffee.
Hell yes. Is it certified modified?
What is it these days?
Back in the bush, the commandos are also having a coffee break, stimulating themselves on toxic, cancer-causing, genetically modified corporate waste runoff that the cowardly newborn owner scum! I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I said I'd get back to your film. Good brew. What is this? Monsanto Macchiato freeze-dried full metal sachet, sir!
Ow!
Quietly, you moron.
What have you been up to?
Just the usual. In other news, a shocking protest was pulled off today at a Bilderberg conference in Guam.
We know who you are and what your evil plan is! You will be defeated, you scumbags!
You know, just quietly exposing scumbaggery. Life is a humble process of badgering corrupt politicians and drinking too much while worrying about getting exterminated. Confucius say.
Oh, what do you mean exterminated? I'm confused.
That's what he said, too.
Well, who could that be?
Oh, God, what a bunch of propaganda bullshit. Hey, who was that, Mum?
Oh, it's the census.
Again?
Well, it makes for more efficient government.
More efficient at busting into your house with guns.
You're exaggerating. The government would never do something like that. The party I'm voting for is promising change.
Change for the worse? Both sides serve the same master. I think it's time you woke up. A good place to start is Infowars.com. Here's a DVD of my favourite Alex Jones documentary. Nothing is as it appears.
Yes, this is she. Yes. But I paid that last week. 33 cents still owing and you're going to cut my power off? Now listen here, young man. Hello? Hello? That insolent moron hung up on me.
It wouldn't surprise me. It's just another example of the society we've allowed to be built around us, where our most basic needs are controlled by a bunch of ruthless criminal sociopathic scumbaggery. They talk about the gang problem when they are the gang problem.
Now you're sounding like a conspiracy theorist. Hello?
This is the government surveillance service. You have uttered the words conspiracy theorist in a hushed tone. Have you anything to hide?
Everything's fine, Stuart. Thanks very much for your concern.
Just outside, the commandos are now in position, preparing for attack.
It's so nice and quiet out here. It's away from the slave blocks that are next to the train tracks. Well, you couldn't be freaking kidding me. Can I help you?
Sir, I am here to inform you of a violation of a council bylaw. Your access bin is facing the wrong way. And
wait, are you serious? Has there been any reported injuries or damage to private property, complaints from the public.
No, sir.
Then please leave the property and face the bin the right way round on your way out.
As the Nazi trash inspector is leaving, the three commandos are sneaking into the backyard, weapons drawn. Meanwhile, inside, dinner is being prepared.
I'm very proud of you. I wish I could do that.
You don't have to do it right. You don't have to do it perfect. You just do it.
I'm just afraid of all these government people.
Don't be afraid. Just laugh more. It's a good way to deal with fear. A life lived in fear is a life half lived. Confucius saying.
Indeed he does. That must be your father.
I'm already?
Phone police, get down on the ground. Down on the ground. We've got a permit for that turnip. Is it certified modified?
Sir, we have a situation. This one is a gardener.
Copy that. Proceed, Corporal.
I'm booking you for food code violation under Article 357-44, Section 22-11-911, and you have 3 days to comply.
Oh, am I complying? You mean rip up my vegetable garden? Who do you think you are? Barging into my house, guns drawn like you're in Baghdad? You're a disgrace in a uniform in the country. And for what? A couple of turnips? What's so dangerous?
Like, stop waving that thing around. Drop it. Drop it.
Put the vegetable down on the ground, ma'am, and nobody will be hurt.
Get out of my house or I'll notify the authorities.
We are the authorities. Corporal, confiscate the contraband.
Acknowledge.
They pull out hazardous disposal bags, put on gloves and surgical masks, and pick up the vegetables, trying to hold them at arm's length and dump them into the hazardous waste bag. The corporal gets some tomato juice squirted on him.
Sir, yes, sir. Ah, I got someone on me!
We gotta get him to decontamination.
There's no time.
It's a
Oh, there we go. Suzanne, what do you think?
I hope that really doesn't happen. Oh, my God.
Freaking hilarious.
Is that what we have to look forward to?
I don't know. I think that's more of a positive scenario.
You know, that mother kind of sounds like my mom. My mother sounds eerily like Marge Simpson.
Well, it's actually more like, have you ever seen Monty Python, the Life of Pi?
Yeah, it sounds like Terry Jones doing a woman.
that's right.
So is there going to be an actual film to this? Can we actually watch that? Gonna be great.
Well, when we film it over the weekend as well, I mean, we've got a few prop difficulties. We need like helmets for the soldiers and what else did we need? We needed surgical masks and gloves, like for when they're handling the vegetables. Very dangerous vegetables. And, you know, I was explaining to my mate last night, despite the fact that this is done as a comedy, it's meant to be done very real and kind of like very scary when we film it, like it's a post-apocalyptic, horrific, terrifying future and what have you, but it's freaking hilarious at the same time sort of thing. Just sort of like meld the comedy and the horror sort of together, and maybe it'll be a bit more effective at maybe waking people up and getting them alert to the concept that, you know, soon enough, there will be armed food police coming into your frickin' home and confiscating your vegetables. You know, it's in the legislation in the New Zealand Food Bill. And yeah, I'm not kidding. And it's gonna be, they're gonna be, get this, immune from prosecution, and they'll be armed.
Oh my God! You know, on YouTube, I can't remember what the guy's name is, but he went around filming kids in colleges. And with a little notepad and stuff, and he was writing them tickets based on what they were eating. And there was this kid sitting there, and he was kind of dopey looking, and he had a bagel and cream cheese. And the guy says, "Well, is that a wheat bagel?" I says, "No, it's plain." He says, "Oh no, that's no good. Is that cream cheese you have on there?" "Yeah, I got cream cheese." "Oh no, that's no good." And he writes him a ticket. Goes around all these different tables and all these different colleges and starts writing tickets. One girl actually got really upset and was going to, like, hit him.
Well, she should. On the more serious news, hold on, actually, before we do that, if you are capable of helping out with the film project, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in Auckland this weekend, we're going to be shooting on Sunday, Monday. And if you want to get in touch, contact me. The email is gorillamrnews@gmail.com, or just go to the contact page at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and just keyword, you know, film, and that should be easy enough. Now, the Boston bombing.
Yes.
It's all anybody can talk about, obviously. And I pride the show on kind of, you know, saying, "Well, I don't really care about the news, we're just going to go on." But this one, I think, does warrant some attention. Just watched a video this morning. You know the Boston bombing memorial Facebook page? You know?
Yes, there was discrepancy. I was watching Storm Clouds Gathering. If you go to YouTube, that gentleman is wonderful. And he's very level-headed, which is why I like to watch his videos. And I was watching the video on the bombing last night. And he was talking about the Facebook page and how easy it is to backdate statuses, and anyone can put up a Facebook page. And when I was looking at the mainstream news and the alternative news and some of the YouTube videos that are going around, like the Family Guy talking about how he ran people over to win the Boston Marathon, and then he was sitting in a restaurant dressed like an Arab guy, and he was trying to talk on a cell phone, and every time he pressed a button, there was a bomb that went off.
Whoa. All right, hold on a second. We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne Posel, OccupyCorporatism.com.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com. I just tried the old OccupyCorporatism on .com on my web browser. It doesn't seem to be open yet.
Yeah, you have to put in www.OccupyCorporatism.com.
Oh, that's a stink one.
Well, it's extra security, because even right now, they're trying to attack me.
Yeah.
Even this morning. Yeah.
Holy cow, that looks like a very sophisticated McNews site.
Yeah. It's all nice and clean and pretty.
Mm. Looks like a major publication.
Yes, that was the, you got to fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah, indeed, you do. Very nice, very nice. Okay, this is great. Now, back to the Boston Marathon. I don't know about you, but whenever I see anything that could even slightly be interpreted as terrorism, There's a switch in my brain. It switches from terrorism to government, you know, like a government attack today with a bomb blowing up, killing six people, and they covered it up completely and awesomely by propagandizing people and blaming it on patriots, on Patriot Day and movements and such. You know,
absolutely.
That's what comes out, you know, I automatically hear the truth when they broadcast it.
Well, yeah, when I saw that, I was looking through the news on MSN, and there, you know, it was all in red, and they showed pictures of people in blood, and like, oh my God, what the heck's going on? And I took a look at that, and I thought, okay, well, Sandy Hook isn't enough, and, you know, all these random shootings, people are shooting each other left and right, that's not enough. Now they got to go blow people up. And they made it sound like there were three people who died, and 120 or 128 injured, something like that. And the initial reports made it sound like, well, not enough people died. So then later reports said that one of the people who died was an 8-year-old child, and then they just gravitated toward that, you know.
Oh, of course, of course. And at the same time, there was a raft of major bombings in Iraq that killed 33 people and injured hundreds and hundreds. That gets 3 seconds of news coverage. Like, actually, just that sentence that I said, that was actually more coverage than it got.
Yes. In fact, I hadn't even heard about that. And I was looking at, I always look at world news, and that I hadn't even heard that.
I rest my case.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, off topic, but, you know, I was playing outside with my kids just before we went on air, and I saw a drone fly over my house.
Excellent.
It was flying pretty low, and it sort of sounded like a Cessna. So I looked up, and sure enough, that was not a Cessna. That was a drone.
Mate, that's freaking scary, eh? You imagine it. Anywhere you are in the United States right now, just drones flying overhead, watching everything that you do, playing with your kids and whatever. Frank, that's fucking scary.
Right.
Hey, I wonder if they're going to have a new, you know how they've got that web browser for Google? I want to have a web browser for drones called Google Drone. And you can, like, switch to the live cams from the drones and stuff like that. Maybe even hack into them and control them, you know, follow your friends down the highway with it or something like that, really freak them out. It'd be freaking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should, since they're GPSing us, we should GPS them.
Yeah.
Like, follow the drone and everybody log in and show a shot, and then we could have, like, a little map and pictures of the drone as it goes along.
Yeah. We'll have the drones, like, divert course and then fly all around Washington and the White House, or, like, around local police departments or around military bases or stuff like that. And all these people in their suits and ties and military fatigues with guns on their hips and everything like that will be going like, oh, my God, suddenly we're under surveillance by our own equipment. Maybe this isn't such a good idea after all. Let's bring them all out of the sky. It'd be quite funny if they shot down a few of them.
There have been people who shot down drones, and they show on YouTube, you can go take a look at them with regular assault rifles, you know, nothing fancy. They just shoot them down. But usually they're the police drones. They're not the predator drones.
Yeah, I imagine a predator drone would be a little bit harder. But, you know, the other element here is you've got to really quite be freaked out by the fact that there are literally surveillance drones flying around. I mean, it reminds you of like Blade Runner or something. You know, we're practically living
absolutely.
In Blade Runner.
Yes. Absolutely.
What's going on?
Well, everywhere you go, there's a camera. And it, you know, it started in England where they cameraed every single street corner, and it's not just in the parking lot where it's private property and they're allowed to, blah, 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 but everywhere you go. And now, even in small towns, they're in a couple of small towns in the United States, they're outlawing these the surveillance cameras on the street corners because it's unconstitutional. So judges, thank God, some of the judges are saying that the police need to take it down, the city needs to take it down.
I always had the idea that it'd be fun to go with some spray paint or some silly string or something like that and block out those cameras. Because, you know, look, they don't stop crime, okay? The crime happens anyway. And 90% of the time, they're so badly pixelated and stuff like that, you have no idea who the person is who did it. And even if they did know who the heck the person was who did it, it's not admissible as evidence.
Well, speaking you need, people like, a real blocking human out witness. The cameras, in Guantanamo Bay, this got no coverage, but in Guantanamo Bay last week, the guys did a revolt and they started to get, you know, spraying at the cameras and knocking them out. And so the guards were shooting beanbags at them. And the news headline was like, you know, revolt at Guantanamo Bay. Meanwhile, they're just shooting them with beanbags.
Well, yeah. I got to be really concerned about this as well because Guantanamo Bay, come on. Wasn't that supposed to be closed under Obama?
That was another lie. You know, I wrote this article. It's not up in my website right now, but I'll put it up there. I went through all of the 2008 platform promises that he made when he was first running for office and showed how he lied about every single one of them. As soon as he got in office, he promised that Guantanamo Bay would be closed within a year. No, he wants it there. And regardless of what those people did or didn't do, they've got no due process, and they're sitting there indefinitely, and they will stay there indefinitely. And they're being tortured and emasculated on a daily basis by sadistic people who are, you know, under no authority to do this other than the government, who thinks it's funny to treat human beings like animals.
I think it's just there as really as an example to the rest of them, you know. Don't be an enemy combatant, otherwise you might be stuck away and the only pleasure you'll have is a single Coke can that will get your DNA off all year.
Yeah, but, you know, you and I are, and well, you know, you're not here in the United States, but I'm an enemy combatant.
Hey, well, just remember, they just take you to a black zone if you're outside the United States.
That's true.
Kidnap you.
That's true.
You know, I love kidnapping. It's just, you know, it's how a government says I love you enough to take you away.
Yeah, to a vacation spot in the middle of a desert and do horrible, nasty things. People are concerned about the FEMA camps here in the United States, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be, but when they go ahead and take you away, they have bases everywhere, bases that we don't even know about, all over the globe, where they can do whatever they want to you and no one's going to hear about it.
What are they called, black sites? Like,
yes.
Satellite disruption over these particular areas and things of that nature, you know, just prison camps full of torture, raping children, putting electrodes on your testicles, you know. The nice things that governments do in order to protect people's rights and liberties.
Exactly. Yeah. What a way to do it.
You know, hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is how we protect rights and liberties, by taking them away from other people to protect yours. Really? I don't know. Is this how you become wealthy as well, by stealing from other people?
That's how the technocrats do it. Oh, you have some resources? Oh, you're standing on oil? Oh, you got gold deposits? Well, guess what? You're in default. We're going to have to close down all your banks and steal money from depositors. And, oh, by the way, we're going to take your country so we can go ahead and extract all of that wealth that you're standing on.
Yoink!
That's how they do it.
It's just that easy, you know?
Yeah, just make stuff up.
Is Dick Cheney still in control of the United States? You know, I've always wondered. Just terrible, you know, horrible person. And now they just replace them with all new horrible, stupid people. And there's all this talk on the radio about, oh, the liberals. And, you know, I'm just like, for goodness sake, all right? They're all scum. Doesn't matter whether you're being controlled by the Democrats or the Republicans. They're just puppetry, okay? They don't mean anything. Every single thing that they fracking do is a lie designed to deceive and fief off with whatever stuff you've still got left, whether that be your rights or your money or your national security. or your brain cells, in which case the public education system of the United States is making a short work of those, what little there is left. You know, I feel this is a quite terrible system, but at the same time, you know, we're sitting around, we're talking about it, and it ain't happening to us just yet. Drone flew over your head, but didn't fire. It didn't hellfire missile me. Oh, no, no. Therefore, there's going to be no media coverage. One eight-year-old kid dies in a bombing that was staged by the government, and all of a sudden, everybody's up in arms. It's not like on 9/11 where it was a huge, massive, completely over-the-top event that just affected everybody and changed the entire world. And yet, the media coverage is almost similar. Have you noticed?
Absolutely. No, I can't get away from it. And the alternative media, too. And one of the things I learned when I was reporting on Sandy Hook was the initial reports, you got to just wait a minute. You got to just step back and wait a minute and let the mainstream media give you all the details that they're going to give you and then make an assessment. I mean, immediately the alternative media jumps on it. And then there's all these conspiracy theories upon conspiracy theories, and people are worried about this Facebook page that was put up. You know, personally, I think that within the event, they already have the conspiracy theories thought out. And they just direct you to what they want you to pay attention to so that they can continue doing what they're doing on the other side. And don't forget, folks, that CISPA and the gun control legislation are being discussed right now on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, while you're worrying about this bombing, they're going to take away your guns and they're going to restrict the internet. And you're not paying any attention.
These big events are big distractions, and that's all they are. So what's going on right now that the Boston bombing is supposed to be covering up? If that were the case... Do you know? I don't know.
I think what's going on in Capitol Hill right now with the gun control, you know, Dianne Feinstein is trying to get her assault weapons ban passed, but now they've restricted her to being amendments, and they're trying to get the universal background check. The ATF is allowed to get all your information. And this universal background check, in my opinion, is all about data mining. They want to know exactly who is going to be a threat, how many threats they have to deal with, where the threats are located, and what the threats are capable of. So they're trying to assess individually what they're dealing with so that they know. Like, I just put up an article today about Obama's putting together Interpol, and everybody's worried about the foreign troops. Obama just gave Interpol diplomatic immunity and able to work with our police, local police departments and federal authorities here in the United States. So that's international police.
Great. Freaking great. What the hell? What's the jurisdiction going on here? Is anybody operating under the illusion still that they have a country? You know, that there's actual borders and stuff like that. I mean, maybe that was just something we were brought up with as kids. You know, there's rules to society. Bad people have bad things happen to them. Good people get rewarded. It's the freaking opposite. There's no rules to society. Bad people get all the riches and rewards. Well, good people get everything stolen off them.
Absolutely. Including the country. Yeah, people are worried. Okay, we get it. It's a false flag. Okay, they were having a drill, and it happened to be live. Okay, we get it. One of the runners, his wife, was in the stands, and she went to go visit her husband, and she was actually sitting where one of the bombs went off. So if she had stayed there, she probably would have died or been horribly injured. And they've got the pictures of people with their legs blown off, and one gentleman was an amputee already, and so people are like, oh no, he already lost his legs.
Yeah, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota,
welcome back.
Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita,
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. And understand that if 5 days a week is actually a lot of work, for considering you're doing 2 hours of radio for that, doing all the audio archiving, the video archiving and stuff like that. We're filming it in HD and getting it out to you. Okay, and I'm doing this all by myself pretty much in terms of the technical aspects of things. Apart from American Freedom Radio, who, of course, provide us with the platform and the broadcasting and all of that kind of stuff. Big ups to them there. So my girlfriend has recently lost her job doing gardening, so she's doing a few gardening jobs here and there. So if you want to have somebody who's a professional organic gardener with no spray and all of that kind of stuff, and you want to hire her, that would be lovely. You can contact her at princess_la, that's LAA underscore la. So that's princesslala at hotmail.com is her email address. You can contact her there. And also, if you'd like to subscribe to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, go to the homepage, and there is a wee PayPal button there. You can either make a one-off donation or a regular recurring subscription, which is what we'd prefer. For as little as a dollar a month, and we'll give you commercial-free archives of all the shows that we do in good quality streams there as well. So it's a good deal. Saves you about, what do you say, maybe about half an hour of listening time per show. That's 2.5 hours a week, 10 hours a month for a dollar of your time that you get back. That sounds like a good deal to me. So please do that. We're in pretty dire financial times at the moment because PayPal cancelled out the last one that we had. And there are still people subscribed to that other PayPal account that that I can't access for another 180 days. So if you were a subscriber and you're still listening to the show, thank you very much for doing so. Please go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com homepage and resubscribe so we can get that kind of passive income thing going again. So because the quality of the show, as far as I'm concerned, has gone way down since I've been totally out of cash. Because when you're stressed out about money, man, oh my God, it's hard to think and it's hard to get everything done properly. And I feel rather inadequate at the moment. Anyway, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com is my guest. You can make donations to her too if you like. Welcome back. What were we talking about over the break? Something about the...
Well, I just wanted to mention with the bomb that just happened in Boston, I wanted to remind people, and I wrote about this last year, we're talking about DHS purchasing bullets, and that's absolutely terrifying. But everyone seems to forget that they purchased over 700 pounds of fertilizer explosives. You know, the ingredients you would need to make, let's say, I don't know, an Oklahoma City bomb. And maybe they used a little bit in this last bombing. I don't know. Just tossing out an idea here.
Well, I don't know. The fact that it was on, there are a lot of conspiracy theories about this particular thingy going down. So what's the other element here is the day that it happened, on Patriots Day. So you can think about the Patriots Day bombing that they can blame on Patriots, because obviously the Patriot Act is good, but actual Patriots, very bad.
And I was reading on one alternative news site that it was also a satanic ritual day of sacrifice.
Hmm. Hey, wait a second. I've got somebody in here on my Facebook saying this. I'm not sure if I haven't done the research to back up what he's saying here, But he's saying it's interesting to note that the Oklahoma City bombing occurred this week. The Columbine massacre occurred on the same week. The Waco tragedy occurred in the same week. The Virginia Tech massacre occurred in this week as well.
Yes, actually, I think it was ABC News reported on that as well, that all of these attacks and all of these false flags happened in the month of April.
Yeah. Maybe it's just spring drives people to murder.
You know, I don't think that spring drives people to procreate.
Yeah. Well, I reckon we've evolved past that, because when I think spring, I think killing.
Then you're in the wrong business. You need to quit your job.
I can't quit, unfortunately. I'm kind of enslaved to the desk. Trying to serve my masters that are the listeners. Oh, how I bow down to you. And I'm actually serious, you know. I consider the listeners my employer, which is why, you know, I interview anybody that they suggest. Vinny, interview this person. Who's this person? I don't know. Oh, frick it. Interview request already sent. Thank you very much. Bring them on. It just means that, well, I really want an extra hour to this show so I can actually have news every day as well as a two-hour interview and have somebody different talking about a different topic every day so that, you know, you get home from your slave job and you sit down and you listen to the Vinny Eastwood show, you have a few laughs, you learn some stuff that's very interesting, and incidentally, at the same time, get yourself informed about a few things that are happening around the world. Today, that would be really, really cool, I think, and keep it up to date, because I'm listening and looking to a lot of other radio shows lately, and they're either all news, which kind of, I don't know, what is it about news that's boring the living heck out of me lately? It's almost like I've stopped caring what's going on, because every single thing that you hear about going on is some kind of a distraction for something else that's going on in the background.
That's true, and that's why with my website, I write the articles and I'm immersed in the news. When I do my radio show, I try and branch out and talk about things I don't get a chance to write about or even think about because I'm so busy trying to keep up with what's going on in the news.
Well, I see, and you can't keep up with the news because the second you've learned something about the news, you're no longer up to date. It's kind of like the second you buy a new computer, it's no longer a new computer, and it like halves in price the second you take it out of the store. And it'll become obsolete in like 6 minutes.
Absolutely. And when I started the website, I wanted to keep up with all of my peers, you know, being an informative aggregator site, but just me writing the articles. What I realized was jumping on the issue the moment that it happens is not a good idea, because the moment that it happens, there's so much disinformation, and before you know it, you're retracting half of what you wrote about. So I've learned to just take a step back and let everyone else talk about it and put all the facts together and look at what happened in the past, because when an event happens, they're talking about it way before. There's hints about things way before, and there's always controlled legislation involved, or if it's a pharmaceutical, if it's the DSM that's coming out, the pharmaceutical industry already has drugs to take care of all the new diseases that they come up with. So, you know, folks, take a step back and read everything and resist the urge to make a judgment call or a value judgment on what's happening before you've gotten all the information. Because otherwise, you're just spinning your wheels and you're getting paranoid and you're freaking out. And that's absolutely not what we need to have happening right now.
Yeah, we need clear, straightforward, well-researched journalism to establish the facts, the timeline, who was involved, what happened, where it happened, when it happened, and how it happened, and why it happened. Okay? You don't need to come off with 1,000 different theories about possibilities when you could easily just get to the facts straight off the bat. That's the problem.
And that is the problem.
I admit that I do come up with wild speculations and theories all of a sudden the second I hear a news story. Girlfriend walked in one time and she said, Vinny, did you hear about the car bomb that was about to go off in Times Square? And I hadn't heard anything about it. And I say, oh, don't worry, baby, it was probably just the FBI. And it was. You get to know this so well that you think you know everything and you just make these blind assumptions with no evidence to support your case. And it's actually really infuriating when it turns out that you're right.
Well, sometimes we are right. But, you know, for me, the simplest answer is usually correct. I know that these people are psychotic, and I know that they intentionally murder people, whether they're male, female, infants, adults, elderly, it doesn't matter. If it's going to further their agenda, they're going to do it. Okay, I got that part. Now, what are they doing, and why is it important to do this, and what is happening because of it? Like with 9/11, we got the Patriot Act. Okay, so 9/11 is really about the Patriot Act, which is the precursor to the NDAA. Now we have to start thinking about the legislation, the movement toward, we know that they're moving toward one world government. We know that they're moving toward one world religion and one world currency. So everything that's happening right now is a small, minute detail of how they're getting to that point.
Now they're also talking about, what would they say, internal Christian extremist groups or something of that nature. This has been on the mainstream news in relation to this Boston bombing. And then that just sparked a theory with me. Maybe they're going to use it to demonize, you know, gun owners, patriots, Christians, constitutionalists. In other words, the things that are defined now in U.S. legislation as terrorists.
Yes. Yes.
Simmer on that for a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be right back after the break at the Vinny Eastwood Show.com. Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com is my very special guest.